Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you almighty Jesus. Mane tiare na na we tiara na boshia na na boshia. Mane na na boshia na 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 we na na we tiara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has a devotion for you.
Good morning and welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Brand, live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. My God. We don't have very much time, but we have enough time to honor our first fruits of time in the morning to God. Today we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to share some healing scriptures with you. All you people all around the world, the Philippines, Japan, Netherlands, Africa, South Africa, Canada. I mean, this is a worldwide 15-minute prayer. So we are going to get straight to the scriptures. Please write these down. And these are scriptures for healing. Healing. Speak these scriptures over your body. Amen. Exodus 23:25. Serve the Lord and healing will be yours. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Give testimony of your healing. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. One of God's benefits is healing. Joshua 21, 4, 5. God's word will not fail. Mark 16:17-18. Have someone lay hands on you for healing? And that is by faith. Romans 8:11. The spirit of life is making your body alive. 2 Corinthians 1. God is for you. Matthew 8:2-3. It is God's will for you to be healed. Exodus 15:26. Obey God's word and be healed. Deuteronomy 7:15. God takes all sickness away from you. Proverbs 4. Praise God. Proverbs 4:20-22. The word of God will save your life. Obey all God's commandments and receive all his blessings. Malachi 3:10. Psalms 107:20, God's word is healing. Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord's power. Put on his armor to fight for your healing. Jeremiah 30:17, God will restore your health. Deuteronomy 30:19. Choose to live. Be a fighter. Philippians 2:13. God's will healing is working in you. God's will healing is working in you. Psalms 91:16. You will live a long life. Isaiah 53:5. Jesus bore your sins and your sickness. Matthew 18:18. You can take authority over the sickness in your body. Matthew 18:19. Agree with someone for your healing. Mark 11:22-23. What you say will make a difference. Mark 11:24. Believe and you will receive. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. Cast down those thoughts and imaginations that don't line up with the word of God. Nahum 1:9. Your sickness will leave and not come back again. John 9:31. Worship God. John 10:10. The devil wants to kill you. God wants to heal you. Hebrews 10:23. You will not waver in your faith. Hebrews 10:35. You can have confidence in God and his word. Joel 3:10. You can find strength in God and his word. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ has never changed. What he did in the Bible, he will do for you today. 3 John 2. God's highest wish is for you to be well. James 5:14-15. Be anointed with oil by a Christian who believes in healing. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus already paid the price of your healing. 1 John 5:14-15. Be confident in your prayers. Praise God. And John 5:14-15. God answered the prayers of those who keep his commandments. That's 1 John 5:14-15. Praise God. I hope that you will use these scriptures. We have a couple of more here. Isaiah 43:25-26. Speak your case to God. 2 Timothy 1:7. Fear is not of God. Rebuke it. Psalms 118:17. God wants you to live. Amen. You write these scriptures down and just let them roll off your tongue. Speak life to yourself. Lay hands on yourself. And by the faith, and by the words that proceeded out of your mouth, you should be healed in Jesus. Because we have the power. Excuse me. It is 6:09 here. A.M. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. But God has given us the power and authority through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. One thing we have to do is activate by the words that come from my mouth in the meditation. From our heart. Now, there has been a little struggle sometimes getting here every morning at 6 a.m. Just keep me in prayer. But you can always just go back and go down the line and you'll catch some prayers. There we have over 60, maybe even more prayers you can always go back on one. Look at the title. If you have any prayer requests, email purposeclosure@gmail.com. Thank you, Chief. The objective goal with this station is reading the Word of God, prayer, and worship within the 15 minutes. I want to share the vision and the goal with you, because sometimes you have to make your vision plain. I would love to have other ministers join in. Pick a day and start their own prayer ministry. There's 5 other days available. So if you or anyone that would like to start a prayer ministry, contact me. My name is Cassandra Brand. I'm your host here on Spend Time with God Radio. So you all have a very blessed and productive day. No goodbyes. See you later.
Oh God, for you are mighty.